down by the river in the pale moonlight.
That's why it's Haven of Bliss podcast.
This is Tracy.
And Wyatt. And we're next to the Pantheon?
Parthenon.
Pantheism. Parthenism. Whatever.
McCarthenism.
That's where we are. Music City, USA.
The Athens of
Nashville.
Athens of the South.
Yeah, so they have this huge replica of the Parthenon. And it's made out of concrete.
It's the world's only replica of the Parthenon in the entire world.
And it's not 1/8 scale. No, not even 1/2 scale.
1:1.
Full scale replica of the Parthenon. Comes with your own live Athena doll. She's not really live.
She's not live.
She looks like she's made out of gold.
Fool's gold.
Yeah, we got it.
Fool's gold.
Yeah, we got it. We're out in the yard right now, swinging on a swing. Nice and slow. Me and Tracy Lynn.
Almost as if we're in Athens right now.
Yeah.
Gazing upon the concrete Parthenon.
Yeah. Tracy, as you know, is one part Greek, three parts something else.
Stirring some Welsh and German.
Yeah. I have no Greek in me, but I'm trying to appreciate...
It's all Greek to you anyway.
I like Greek food. I don't know.
Chicken lemon stew, avogamole.
Yeah. So we're watching the Parthenon. You can probably hear the swing. Swingling, lingling.
It's our last day in Athens.
I know. And Nashville. I don't know. The music city is a little bit better. So there's like this big, huge temple to Athena in the middle of nowhere.
And it's 40 feet tall. The largest sculpture, indoor sculpture in the Western world.
Yep.
Including Nike.
Yeah.
The goddess of victory.
So we kind of, and she's got Athena is holding a Nike in the palm of her hand. Right?
Yes.
And she's got all this tacky gold color, gold paint all over.
And gigantic blue eyes and red lips.
You had to pay five smackers to get in there.
And that was buy one, get one free.
Yeah, $5 each.
Just to see the gold god.
Golden god of Greek and... There's not any Greek restaurants around here, or Greek people, except for Tracy.
I know, I'm bringing it down.
Represent! Greek what? Greece what? Yeah, you got a bunch of tourists, though. They don't look Greek either.
They look European.
There's a surveyor over there.
Yep, he's surveying to build the...
the...
Agora, the marketplace.
The marketplace for Socrates. Also known as Socrates. The educated community is going to hang out.
Yes.
They're going to be selling robes pretty soon and scales of justice.
Toga.
Yeah, I think he's building a casino, actually. he had some pretty good theories about Athena.
Yes.
They're going to, you're going to be able to pull her arm with a big rope.
And then numbers will spin in her mouth and her eyes will blink and light up when you win.
Coins will shoot out of her mouth.
And then the lightning bolts will go off in the background because Zeus is happy.
Because you notice near any great palace or palace, whatever you call them, they always build a casino just as great next to them.
That's right.
I can think of other places like Niagara Falls where the casino,
Las Vegas.
The casino dwarfs.
The falls.
Yeah. On the Canadian side. Yep, in Las Vegas. That's got everything there. They probably got a Parthenon. They have a Eiffel Tower there. And they're all casinos. Nashville. Might as well be. But so there's this huge yard out front of it. And there's supposed to be some pyramid around here. We saw in pictures, but we can't find
it. It's from 1897 World Centennial Fair.
Yeah, so we're speculating about all the money that they must have spent on this thing. That is well spent tax dollars.
It is concrete, though. That's pretty cheap.
It is concrete. I'll give them that. It's not painted, though.
You know, not like the original Parthenon.
The original Parthenon I learned today. Yep. Red, white, and blue.
That's right. They were colorful people.
Americana. So, we went back and visited the Nun Bun today.
We did.
We found out it's 10 years old.
Crazy.
And the guy who found it... He's still working there. Yep, it would be 10 years in August, I think he said.
Wow.
Music City.
Music City, Bongo Java, USA.
Yeah. So what do you think of the Music City?
I think it's a nice city. Yeah. It's very quiet and quaint.
We're appreciating the weather.
It's wealthy.
It is wealthy.
I don't know why.
We have no idea. Because
the
starving
houses
artists.
Are nice. I haven't seen a trashy house anywhere. Yeah. Trailer park or anything.
Nope. The roads are nice
They're
condition.
Singing about trailer parks, but there's none to be found.
Yep, that's true. And like,
the restaurants are all good.
Yeah.
That wide selection from French to Japanese. To
yeah. Meat and Three.
Meat and Three.
I think only the tourists go to the Meat and Threes, though. Mostly.
There's a lot of Meat and Threes.
Yeah, there's a lot.
We went to the touristy ones.
It's definitely south. I mean, you can hear accents in the people who live here.
That's right.
Nashville. So,
we had the Pancake Pantry, the world famous Nashville Pancake Pantry.
Waited in half an hour outside
That's
of it.
That's right.
I think the pancake house is better.
I do too, although the sweet potato pancakes were pretty good.
Yours were pretty
mine
good.
Mine were good, yours were okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, we're appreciating kicking back and relaxing out here in this nice 55 degree weather. 55 weather. Chicago, it's a good 25 degrees colder.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're just like wondering how we survive the weather.
Yes, we decided we're moving south for the winter.
Sensory overload, that's what the city is. Yeah, we're going to go somewhere. I don't think I'd want to have it like
too hot.
Summer year, all year round.
No. Northern California is nice.
It's nice that the leaves fall off the trees here.
Yeah.
I don't know where we would live though. Maybe we'll have to move to Paris.
We'll have to move to the Mason-Dixon line.
You already got your boots.
Yep. $20 cowboy boots.
Let's talk about cowboy boots and cowboy hats for a minute. Why don't you tell me
about
cowboy boots?
We've been
on
the grand search for cowboy hats and boots today, this whole trip.
Yeah.
And we can't find one under $260.
I know. There's even ones that are like 3 for $1, and they still
buy
cost
one, get two free.
Yeah, but those are still like
still
200
way
plus.
Over price. There were some cool alligator caiman skin ones.
Those are the nice
lizard ones.
Ones
that cost $600.
The
bucks.
Alligator ones are awesome because
yeah,
they're
they
like
are.
Yellowish tan. They're like yellow, kind of greenish.
They were yellow. They were pretty.
Yeah, they were nice.
You kick some high knees.
They felt really nice too. I'd like to have a pair of those, but I get
Someday.
Picked on.
Yeah, you
I'd
would.
Have to, I'd also like a hat, but
you'd have to get your sheriff badge and.
They have the fray.
Haunches.
The fray shirts and stuff you can get too.
Yep.
So yeah.
And you got like your cowboy Stetson man hats.
Stetson, that's like the big name in hats here. But the boots are really cool. We went downtown on Broadway, and they must have had like 6 or 7 boot stores and hat stores, Western wear.
We did talk about Willie Nelson before in our last.
Yeah, we did talk about him. We talked about the hats too, the X rating and stuff.
That's right.
That.
Well, the boots are cool. I got some $20 boots today.
Yeah. So we do agree about the tourist thing. You know, it's the tourists that wear the hats and
That's
the music
right.
singers.
And the music singers.
The music singers all have their own
That's
fashion.
Like trying to get the tourists to buy the hats, probably.
Yeah, maybe. They're just trying to live it up so they flip the image.
Yeah.
But I think country singers don't really have country to them. I think they're all from like places that aren't in the country and they all pretend to be.
Maybe.
But Jesus take the wheel.
That's right.
Yep. We condone Jesus in this podcast, and we recommend highly that you choose him as your savior, as it says in John 3:16. Do you concur?
Yes.
Oui, mademoiselle. Yep.
We went to the Station Inn again last night.
We did go to the Station Inn for some bluegrass.
Earlier.
We had the C&W swing. We didn't record last night, but it was similar. I do have some bluegrass I might throw in here that I recorded for a while.
That's true.
Down on the farm. Back in the farm. We're still trying to figure out the Hojo Clark that they yell is about.
I have
about.
No idea who that was. We should have yelled it last night and see what they said.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up on Wikipedia, which is also a good site for information.
That's true.
No. So we're just relaxing here in Nashville.
Had a bongo. Had a French delicious seal.
Yeah, they didn't really want to talk about the nun bun.
No.
I figure if someone ate the nun bun, if it's 10 years old, I don't know.
That's nasty.
They must have been like having some terminal illness. And it was done on Christmas, too. It sounds like an anti-Semitic motion.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I think it's anti-Catholic because it was the Mother Teresa nun bun.
Yeah. Was she still alive?
No, she's
when
dead.
They found it?
Oh. Yeah. When did she die? She definitely was alive 10 years ago.
9 or 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So that kind of throws a little interesting thing in there. How can there be an icon of a person who's still alive?
They're trying to presuppose her miracle of appearing in a cinnamon bun.
Yeah, I don't know. That makes me feel a little bit...
I thought it was only a year too old. It's kind of weird.
Super magical.
Yeah.
Super magical.
Super magical.
Supernatural.
Superhuman.
Oh, well. It was a nice thought, though. But we went back there and tried to do a crossword, as me and Tracy always do.
There was some movie director in there. Did you hear him talking about the movie they had coming out, Second Chances?
No, I didn't hear that.
No, you didn't hear him. They were making a big deal about it. There's this black guy who said he was in, what movie? That movie with Tom Cruise. That was really bad, where he was like that cloning
Collateral?
Thing.
Oh.
And the Penelope Cruz and Cameron Diaz. And he has his face, and he goes back with cryogenics.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that one. This is when they, like, take his eyes out and give him to someone
else? Yeah, that
else?
One. But anyway, that black guy in there said
the Minority Report.
No, not that one. No, that's a different one.
Oh, I guess I don't know.
Majestic Sun, Rising Sun, Majestic Moon.
Vanilla Sky.
Vanilla Sky. That was something up there.
Which is a painting.
That's right.
Someone.
Yeah, he said he was in Vanilla Sky, and they have a movie coming out called Second Chance.
Oh, really?
The production company in Nashville.
Nashville.
So, I thought you heard that. I was listening into the conversation.
Yeah.
We'll
so,
see.
We've pretty much been to all the music scenes around, and we're kind of getting the idea of what it's like around here.
Yep.
So, if you want to be an artist and you come to Nashville...
You work at a bar and you play at the bar.
Yeah. It seems like all the people who play there in the daytime work at the bar.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to get their shot. And they all have country hats and things that they wear there, but no one else seems to really wear them, except for the really
And the
weird
French
people.
Tourists at the place last night.
There was a French tourist...
From La Provence.
La Provence, which is a state. En France.
Bakery in Nashville.
En Francois. Yeah, we had French food this morning, so we're feeling French.
Oui, oui, senor.
That's the way we appreciate other cultures, is we eat their food.
That's right.
Therefore, we feel eclectic, because we do that. So, and visit their temples to pagan gods.
Yeah.
We do not... condone for mythology.
Or Athena worship.
Athena worship, definitely. I don't even wear Nike shoes.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Nike shoes.
You have some boots, though. You finally did get some this morning.
I did get some boots.
At the mall.
At the mall, of all places.
At the mall. Because everywhere else is
75% off.
$20 for these boots.
$20 for these 100 and some dollar boots.
I bet they would charge $100 down on Broadway.
They would. And they'd be, that would be with a 20% discount.
Yeah. I think some of those boots are worth it. Like,
yeah, they
for the
did
quality.
Have a leather bottom, and but they,
it's not a matter of justifying the money
it.
To spend on them, but they could tell they were worth that much.
Yeah.
Not like I don't think they're really overpriced.
Right.
Like those gator boots were like $500 though.
But you know,
you had to kill an alligator,
you had to, kill an
to,
alligator
make it.
To make it.
You know, it ain't easy. Because those people, they got like a string. You know, you ever see them Okefenokee Swamp? They're out there with a crocodile Dundee and. Who's that guy in the
Crocodile
PBS?
Hunter.
Crocodile Hunter. He's crazy.
He is crazy.
You know? He's not, like, driving around with his baby on his lap or anything like that, like someone else, but he's
just
saying, oh, they're not bad, and he's, like, missing an arm. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So we went everywhere. What was your favorite place?
Ooh. Hmm. I like the Station Inn the best.
You think so?
It was fun. I liked it the first night, the Bluegrass Jam.
That was probably my favorite.
I like the popcorn.
Live music.
the
popcorn was fun. We ate popcorn. It's like a garage. It looked
I
like
line
follower.
Dancing, actually, the best.
You think so?
That was fun. I like
that.
The
was.
Dance.
We went to the Wild Horse, which we talked about earlier.
World famous.
World famous.
As everything is world famous, yeah. Or in the largest around here.
I think the Wax Museum is. At least mentioning for its cheese factor.
It's cheese factor, yes.
Alright, I saw a wax museum.
Grade A cheddar cheese.
In London, and it was excellent because I thought the guy was real. It was like Samuel L. Jackson, but he was only like 5'5 or something. And I thought it was him, you know. I'm like, what the heck? And I realized it was fake. It was a small place in Piccadilly Circus.
Mm-hmm.
But here, these guys looked like they were dead. You know how people blow it up after they die and they're like their faces look wrong and they got way too much makeup on? Like, it was like lightness of people after they're dead. What did you think of Wax Museum?
I didn't know anyone except Dolly Parton.
You knew some of them.
Oh, I knew a few.
Who did you know?
I knew Dolly Parton.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. Elvis.
You saw Elvis. There was also another
Elvis
one.
Was so bad. Kenneth Strait or Keith Jackson or
George
Irvin
Strait.
John.
And they had
George Strait.
And they
Alan
had Johnny
Jackson.
Cash.
Johnny Cash, I knew. Johnny Alan Cash wasn't too bad.
No, neither was Alan Jackson. I thought his skin tone was a little bit weird, but it was like the likeness was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was more of a ripoff, though.
They had some cheesy sets like grade school dioramas people had done for the backdrop.
Oh, they're bad. The one for Howdy Doody was interesting. I like the colors, but it was still cheesy.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was not worth $14. And that was a discount.
That was a discounted price.
It's normally $10.
So.
They had one of Randy Travis, too. Forever and ever, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So, do we give the Wax Museum a pass or visit?
I'd say if you're out in Opryland to visit there.
If you're in Opryland and you want to waste an hour and $20, take your girl and go laugh at the cheesy models.
Yep.
They did have pictures of like a bunch of... We saw Merle Haggard. We were trying to figure
Merle
out who
Haggard,
that is.
Merle Haggard, yeah. We didn't know who he was.
A lot of people were singing Merle Haggard songs.
They love
songs.
Merle Haggard.
Yeah, they do love Merle Haggard here.
He must be from
here.
Nashville.
Nashville, maybe. Yeah. And the front was kind of interesting, too. They had... It was like a... mock of like the Hollywood stars or something.
Except the cheap concrete.
The cheap concrete where they put their hands in the concrete.
You're right with your finger to put your name in there.
Yeah. The pictures, it's very country western style.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. When we went to the Opryland,
this is a
gigantic Grand Ole Opry.
Mall.
Yeah. We thought about going there, but we realized it's just more of a concert venue now.
Right.
It wasn't like Howdy Doody time with the little like dancing animals that sing and they're like made out of machines.
Yeah.
Fake band. That's kind of what I'd want to see. Possum Pete and the Possum Posse. That's an anecdote from the Goofy movie.
With Elvis Costello and...
Yeah, Elvis Costello would have been good.
They had some
dancers. He's not really country, though.
No. Vince Gill was there, too.
Yeah, they had Gretchen Wilson and...
Big Rich.
Big and Rich.
Filthy Rich.
Big and Rich at the... At the other Opry, Ryham Auditorium.
Ryham, yeah, the original Opry.
Yeah, so that was the original Opry.
Is now moved out to
Opryland.
Gaylord, the giant hotel, the biggest hotel in the world for square footage, I believe.
It was gargantuan.
It was gargantuan. And you had to pay $10 to park to go into the hotel.
It's ridiculous. There's nothing around. It's so little crack. So, I guess it's like convention center or something. I'm not sure.
I guess so.
Whatever.
My grandma went there once. She liked it.
There's a lot of old people and a lot of Grey Line tours.
Grey Line tours.
They're following us everywhere. Look, there's a Grey Line tour right there. Everywhere we go, we got a Grey Line on her butt.
That's because they're retired and they can go anytime they want.
They're like, oh, let's all go to the Pantheon. That's what I've been calling the Parthenon because of, like, pantheism.
Yep.
Yep. Yuck, yuck.
Ba-dunk-a-dunk.
Boop, boop, dee doop. Bow. Hee-haw.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah, so we're going back to Chicago. Back to the cold. Back to work tomorrow. Tonight.
Tomorrow.
We're working
tonight.
Tomorrow. Going back tonight.
It's
we're just going to relax.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to see more music, though. We've pretty much been everywhere.
Yeah.
I've been everywhere,
We've
man.
We've been everywhere. Uptown, downtown.
Yeah, fishing in the dark.
You and me.
Where the cool wind blows.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, we've been singing that one all night. We asked someone to sing... I asked them to sing Song of the South last night by Alabama.
Sweet potato pie.
Because they sang like the Nitty Gritty Band. Song, Song of the South. Sweet potato pie and shut my mouth.
It's good harmony, buddy.
Not bad. Tracy Lynn. We didn't go to Alan Jackson's home. Not Alan Jackson.
Andrew.
Andrew Jackson. The president, not the country singer.
Yep.
Yeah. We didn't see Gretchen Wilson or Big and Rich because we were going to, but we figured we didn't want to see a concert. And
yeah,
we paid off.
Overpriced.
We went to the Station Inn, which is good. We have the Station Inn plus. And if you want to go out and have some fun, go to the Wild Horse.
Yep.
That was fun. The country
that
dancing.
Was fun. Definitely.
Skip the Macarena. That's your time to sit down to break.
Yeah.
The Macarena was low point, but they gave line dancing.
Lessons.
That was fun. So you should go there. And don't
Legends was a good bar.
Yeah, during the daytime.
During
the
day,
free
music.
Go down and see Legends. If you can get a seat at Tootsie's, that was
Orchid
looked like
Lounge.
That's a good band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Was it Robert's Western World?
Robert's
turned out
Western
so good.
World was not so good.
Yeah, we didn't see any good bands. But, you know, it depends who plays, I
that's
guess.
That's right.
You know, some of the other ones are kind of shady, but the Legends was our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
We figured out what a Washington apple was.
That's right. Polished those off.
That woman must have had like five of them or so.
She
was hurting the next day.
She had 20 at least.
Yeah, the girl we saw first thing in was a bartender the next day. So they're all bartenders.
Yeah.
You know.
Mid-40s.
Yeah. I figure I'm going to learn the fiddle.
I'll play the banjo.
And we're going to sing some country songs.
You'll get a line and I'll get a pole.
Baby. Let's go fishing in the crawdad hole. Yep. Oh, well. So we're going to relax here in the wind and keep it slow before the city runs us over again. And
that's right.
Fly on out of here. So you've been listening to Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast.
www.havenofbliss.com.
So this is Wyatt and Tracy Lynn.
His girlfriend.
Yep. And we're going to say goodbye to y'all. Howdy doody.
Yippity.
Until we come right back. So thanks for listening.
Ciao.
Bye. Yee-haw! Yahoo!